Hi, this is a follow-up visit for patient Kenneth Graham, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-G-R-A-H-A-M. Kenneth Graham, date of birth is 4-15-74, date of service 4-14-2022. And date of accident is 2-7-2022. Mr. Kenneth Graham is a gentleman who was involved in an automobile accident where he was rear-ended and then he hit a wall on the right side and then he bounced to the freeway, hitting the middle of the freeway also. He was a resident driver and in this process he traumatized his head with the history of loss of memory, loss of concentration, lack of focus, forgetfulness and nightmares, and the pain symptoms related to neck and the lower back and right shoulder with radiation to the right arm and right leg, and some chest pain was complained of, pain in the right hip also was present. These pains were quite severe to begin with. Patient was initially seen on 2-18-2022. At this time, patient reports his pains have largely remained the same with 20% relief in the pains, and the pain are occupying the neck, the mid back, lower back, as well as both the shoulders, both hips, and both legs posteriorly has the radiation of pain from the lower back involving the feet. The MRIs that were done were found positive. The shoulder MRI is positive for supraspinatus tendinitis, and AC joint is positive for capsule hypertrophy, and shoulder joint effusion is present. And the patient was advised to have an injection to all these areas besides physical therapy to bring early relief and healing. In the lumbar spine, patient shows a herniated disc at T12 and L1, L5-S1, along with this bulging disc at L1, L2 and L3-4 and L4-5, leading to bilateral neuroforamen and narrowing facet hypertrophy, compression of the thecal sac. The patient is advised to consider injections to the LASI at this time with steroids. In the cervical spine, there is a bulging disc at C23, C34, C56, and herniated disc at C45 and C67, and bulging disc at C71. All of these issues were discussed with the patient at length. He was advised that initial 4-6 injection of steroid epidural injections should bring reasonable relief, and we should be able to avoid surgery even. If the radiation of the pain and numbness, tingling of the arm and radiculopathy is cured and the pain is healed almost 50% to 75%, he may avoid the surgery. The patient agrees and will try to provide this. God. We'll try to provide these injections. Along with this, patient has a tenderness and a positive favor test, Gosling test in the sacroiliac joint. We'll also be looking for providing a injection to the sacroiliac joint if lumbar pain is not covered, cleared by the LASI. The patient is also referred to psychiatrist, Dr. Parks. Patient is referred to neuropsych also. And he's provided following medication: Paxil, 25 milligram at night for depression; hydroxyzine, 25 milligram 1-2 every 6-hour PRN for anxiety; and Antivert, 25 milligram 6-hour PRN, 90 tablets for dizziness; Migranol nasal spray for headache relief. Patients provided with Furoset, 1-2 every 6-hour PRN, 75 tablets. Gabapentin is provided, 600 milligram every 8 hours, 90 tablets, and Narco 7.5, 325 daily, once a day, 30 tablets for pain relief. After reviewing the maps and the investigating the labs, and the patient is ordered to have a brain injury diagnostics for vestibular nystagmus grams to identify the TBI. Physical therapy will continue 3 times per week with traction massage, aqua therapy, gait training. Patient's advice about home exercise, yoga, meditation, acupuncture, heat, treatment, massage, traction of the spine at home, McKenzie exercise. Disability continues for work, hospital replacement, transportation, case management, as well as patients provided with attended care. He's continuing his physical therapy and he's reasonably satisfied. He'll be coming for appointment in a month's time, an LESI and shoulder injection in 15 days, or maybe sooner. Thank you. The physical examination was not dictated. The blood pressure is found to be 134 over 84. Pulse is 69. Pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the physical examination was found to be identical to the previous visit of 3/30/2022. Dictation number is 0331-034. And also the diagnosis. Sorry, the history and the plan of care was dictated together. The only thing I missed in the history is follows. The ADLs were not dictated and system review was not dictated. Let me do that now at the end. Please move it forward to the history if you can. The general activity, walking ability, work and sleep are affected 10. Mood and relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 9. This is the ADL. In the system review, patient reports that he's suffering from severe headaches that are not relieved with furoscid sometimes, associated with the vision disturbance, with the blurry vision, squinching of the eye, and dizziness, vertigo, as well as difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, severe loss of memory, he's forgetful of appointments, forgets medications, and so many other things. He's having chronic fatigue and nightmares, panic and depression, anxiety, all in too much beyond tolerance. And they're affecting his ADL. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the both shoulders, especially the left neck stiffness, lower back stiffness associated with pain in the shoulder, neck, mid back, upper back, and lower back. He also has a pain in both hips and both knees, ankle, and foot, with also radiation pain to the both legs posteriorly, with decreased range of motion of the shoulder and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has nausea, vomiting, denies any diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble saline. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, Mr. Kenneth Graham reported that his pains have worsened and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medication is narco, substance abuse none is reported, and compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Kindly use this part in the beginning where I continued the medication and all. The plan of care got dictated together with the history of presenting illness. I will appreciate if you can separate the two. Thank you very much, Dr. Sharma.